10.15 Part 2
May never married, and she continued to live at home for over 30 years until her parents died. Mrs. Thrace died in March, and her husband 6 months later. At her father's funeral, May saw Walter and June again. Walter was still good-looking, and May wanted to die when she saw him. "Please, come and speak to your sister," he said to her, but May refused. It was only at another funeral that they were reconciled. May learned of Walter's death from the newspaper, and the pain was as great as when her mother had told her that Walter wanted to marry June. Inside the church, her sister came up to May and asked her to forget about the past. "Now you know what it's like to lose him," May said. 2 days later, May got a letter from June. June asked her to come and live with her now that they were both alone. "Now that you've retired and don't have very much money, I'd like to share my beautiful house with you," she wrote. "Perhaps this way I can give you something in return for what I took away from you." May decided to accept. She thought it was right. During their first evening together, she asked June to talk about her marriage, about her life with Walter. But June didn't want to talk. May looked in the house for letters or presents from Walter, jewelry or pictures. She couldn't find anything. Even June's wedding ring wasn't as beautiful as the engagement ring Walter had given May all those years ago. "He never really loved her," she thought. "All these years, he loved me." She decided to start wearing her engagement ring again on her little finger, which was the only one it now fitted.